Teddy Thompson is our guest today. He has a new album called Bella. It is his fifth studio album in the decade that he's been releasing discs. It was produced by David Kahn, who worked with the Bangles, Paul McCartney, Soul Coughing, among many, many others. Teddy is the son of British folk rock legends Richard and Linda Thompson. Each of Teddy's five albums has been a bit of a twist on what he does, and I ask him if he indeed has a set idea of what an album is going to sound like when he begins.
Not really. I mean, I set out to make it 100 different ways before I started. I'm highly suggestible. Mm. I'm an advertiser's dream. And for a while I was going to make it really stripped down and, you know, just earthy. And then I, you know, heard something on the radio and thought, no, I want to do it like that. And I changed my mind a lot. But really what it came down to was the choice of producer. And David Kahn is really quite a pop producer, and so I just kind of went with that. You know, I'm a sort of believer in just going with whatever situation you're in. I was with, you know, I decided to work with him. There's the kind of records he makes. I like the kind of records he makes. Let's do it.
Well, it's interesting. I wanted to talk a little bit about David Kahn, who's done a lot of very big. I mean, I'm going all the way back to Bangles records. Mm. Because he's done a lot of really cool records over the years. And we have talked to people who have worked with him who shall we say, butted heads a bit with him because he seems to have ideas that are his ideas. And do you relish that? You just letting someone, a producer, take over, or do you fight back?
We definitely butted heads as well. It seems like that is, you know, that's the way it goes when you work with him. But I wouldn't say I relish it. I'm not a confrontational person, but I am I can be quite difficult myself. So between the two of us, we had our moments, but we also just kind of figured out a way to work together, you know, after having a few run-ins and it was fine. You know, it was just, I mean, overall, you know, I just kind of think he's an amazing guy. He's just different. His personality, even, as well as the way that he works, he's kind of a different guy, you know, and it took me a while to, you know, to get used to it. But I think it worked out great.
Well, one of the things he'd be good for you with is you love to take what may be a bit of a dour lyric or a sarcastic lyric and then froth it up a bit. And he's quite good at that.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely gets it and got it. You know, as far as what I was trying to do and say, you know, he's a real, you know, pop producer in the old fashioned sense that he's all about the hook, even before they were called hooks. You know, I mean, that's just what he cares about. When you play him a demo, he zeroes in on one moment, whether it's a vocal line or a vocal delivery, the way that you know, the voice breaks here or something. It's like, that's it. Which is kind of great. Maybe that was probably one of the things that I didn't like at the beginning. I said, well, I'm not going to sing it like that every time. He said, no, you have to. You have to sing that bit like that. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to. That's not the way I work. But he was right in the end because that's, you know, those are the moments that when your ears prick up.
Well, what did he think of your song Looking for a Girl, which begins this new disc called Bella? He did a wonderful job with it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that was always the song that everybody thought was the most singlish. And so he knew that from the beginning, and he was committed to making that something special.
And can you do a version of that?
I can. Just watch me.
I've been looking for a girl who drinks and smokes, who takes a lot of drugs and can take a joke. What does this girl of mine hide herself away? Whoever she is, I hope she's on her way. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me. I've been looking for a girl who's good in bed, but knows when it's time to knock it on the head. I guess it's good loving that I want the most, someone who turns my my bread into buttered toast. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me. I've been looking for a girl who won't scream and shout when I disappear for weeks like a roustabout. This kind of good loving is hard to find. The perfect combination of the cool and kind. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me. I see those couples go streaming by, looking so easy like they don't even try. It's like a magic trick, sleight of hand, sewn in half by a golden band. I've been looking for a girl easy on the eye, but not so fucking stupid that I want to cry. I know God doesn't give with both his hands, so I guess I just want someone I can stand. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl. I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me. Well, I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me. Oh, I've been looking for a girl who knows how to love me.
Teddy Thompson is here with us today on the World Cafe, and that is Looking for a Girl from the new album called Bella. And Bella, as in a girl's name or as in Italian?
Both, actually. Yeah, the album is it's about a girl named Bella, pretty much. At least even the songs that aren't about her are about that time period. So, but I also just liked I liked it as a name. That was an overriding theme when we were making the record, was to try and make it beautiful.
And one would have to surmise from these songs that it ended with Bella.
Didn't end well.
Did not end well. Didn't. No. Yeah.
Well, it ended all right, but yeah. It did end.
Yeah.
Well, everything ends.
Yes, this is all true. But that's funny because I was going to ask a question about the protagonist in these songs. Is it you? How do you? It's the whole singer-songwriter thing. Are you always writing about yourself? Mm. And clearly you had to go through this. So,
yeah, I'm always writing about myself. I don't really know another way to do it. I would hazard a guess that most people, even when they're not writing about themselves, they are writing about themselves anyway. Otherwise, it's not going to be any good. You have to put yourself into what you're writing. So even if it's third person, it's going to be your experience.
Absolutely. Now, that song we just heard... we don't particularly like that guy who's singing that song.
Oh, I like him fine. It's there's a wink and a nudge in most of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Teddy Thompson is our guest. And you want to do one of the kind of breakup songs on here? You were talking about doing the one I can't have.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, this may be a slightly different theme, but it's, it's the cause of a lot of mostly male problems. There's a good line on, I don't know if it was Seinfeld or something, who said that men don't care what's on TV, men care what else is on TV. And that really applies to relationships too.
Men control.
Yeah, the remote control, the dating remote control, if you will. Okay, I'm gonna try this.
I was born with a love disease. It's known has a chronic heart to please. I want the one I can't have. Given choices A and B, I'll probably go with option C. Oh, I want the one I can't have. So many beautiful girls in this beautiful world, but I want the one I can't have. The one I can't have. I know this girl, she thinks I'm fine, and I could have her any time, but I want the one I can't have. I know in true love to the end, I'm looking past you at your friend. Yeah, I want the one I can't have. So many beautiful girls in this beautiful world, but I want the one I can't have. Yeah. Actress on TV, I think she is the one for me. Yeah, I want the one I can't have. I opened up this magazine, I fell in love on page 13. Yeah, I want the one I can't have.
That's The One I Can't Have, which is another one of the new tunes from Teddy Thompson, who is our guest today. He is the son of the extraordinary singer Linda Thompson, who he helped lure back into the studio a few years ago, and Richard Thompson, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and icon.
OBE.
Yes. Did, and what?
And OBE.
Yes, that's right.
He's been knighted.
That's unbelievable. Now, did you grow up with your mom?
Yeah.
And I'm curious about what music, as a, you know, people talk about the definitive years of music sort of being the 15 to 17, all that music you get into with that. Do you think you were influenced by your parents' musical loves at that period, or did you just find your own music?
Oh, I was, yeah. I wasn't influenced by their music at all because I didn't like it very much growing up, to be honest, and it was all a bit folky. I was much more interested in pop and rock and roll and that kind of thing. But, you know, I discovered most of the things that I really liked through them, mm-hmm. which would be, you know, the Everly Brothers and Chuck Berry and Sam Cooke and all those kind of people. That's what I really liked. Very American. I was not interested in English music at all.
Big melodies on those guys,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, very... Yes, big on the melody.
Did you always have the head voice here, the high end of your voice?
I don't, not really. I mean, it's a constant, you know, the voice for me, the singing thing is a constant, constantly changing gift, if you will. And it is a gift. I mean, I don't say that in, you know, it took me a long time to come to that conclusion because I like to be very English and dismiss things and say, oh, it's nothing. But it is. I mean, if you can open your mouth and sing, that's somebody has given you a gift. And it's a great thing, but it's not something that just appears and remains the same. It's very nebulous and I'm still figuring out. I mean, I sing very differently now than I did, you know, 10 years ago, and even a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when the high end of the voice is kind of the first thing that goes. So I don't know when I found it, but I know that I'm losing it.
Now, what was the music you initially made? Did you have a band in high school who covered other people? Or
We didn't do. I went to a boarding school, and it was a very arty kind of boarding school. Everybody was in a band, but we were in this, you know, bubble because you're at school the whole time. So I was in a band, or a couple of different bands, and we would play, but we would only play at the school dance things, you know, once a term, you know, a few times a year. So it wasn't quite the same as living in London and starting a band and like going all over town gigging. It was just, we were just kind of stuck there. It was the gig. There was once every few months.
Did you start writing then, or was that something that you saw as an option?
I mean, I saw it as an option, but I didn't really start. I think for a long time I was under the impression that inspiration was divine and things appeared fully formed, and I was just kind of waiting for that and assuming that I was doing something wrong because I didn't, you know, wake up with a completed song. And so I came to writing a bit later, probably 19 or 20 really, before I came to the horrific realization that there's work involved, which is just a nightmare. And I still hate the work part. I still hate sitting down and finishing things.
What was the process for this album?
Well, there was a lot of that. I mean, it's the usual pattern for me, which is that I have a lot of half-finished or three-quarters finished songs and a whole bunch, you know, an album's worth, but it takes, I need to put myself in a situation where I can finish those songs. And so for this record, depends what's going on in your life. And this time I was in New York and it was over a summer and it was really hot. And I just, I went to an office every day. I went to my manager's office where it was air conditioned and I didn't have any other distractions. And I went to finish all the songs there. But I have to lie to, you know, I'd lied to everybody, which is what I do, you know, routinely anyway, but you know, I told them that all the songs were finished because I need a start date, you know, but people are loath to give you a start date and lay out lots of money if they haven't heard completed songs. So I just pretended they were finished and said, yep, we'll start on September the 1st, no problem.
People talk about your tendency to be self-deprecating as being particularly British, and yet you grew up here. Do you consider yourself more American, more British?
Oh, I consider myself very English. I think, you know, even more so when you live in a foreign country, you are obviously different. You know, you notice your different sensibilities and accent. So, no, I feel even more English, even though I've lived in America for a long time.
Teddy Thompson is our guest. The new album is called Bella. And we're hearing some of the new music. And what's next?
Let's do I Feel.
Well, it's gone, or it's going, this feeling, I know it. There's nothing I can do to bring it back. It was love if I wanted, but I chose to ignore it. It was nothing that you did or should have done. I feel so unclear. I feel there's a road that I travel, and it's long and it's narrow, without signs along the way to take you home. You were there when I needed something to believe in, but I'll only let you down and break your heart. I feel so unclear. Always so much fear. I feel.
Another one of the new ones from Teddy Thompson, who's live today. New album called Bella, and that is I Feel. Teddy, thanks a lot for coming through.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.